Hi, Diamonds, and welcome to today's episode. This is going to be the last episode of 2023. I'm your host, Naleli Starr. So in this episode, I want to kind of look back on what the last 12 months have been, but also kind of focus on what I have planned for 2024. So I want to get this out of the way. I don't have abs yet, guys. Like, shame. That just didn't happen. Like, no, man. Ah, no, shame. I don't have abs, but that waist be looking very good. It's looking fantastic, I must say. It's short, and it's less fat, so it's slimmer. I'm happy with that. We'll continue working on the abs. But anyway, so this year was a very ambitious year for me. Honestly speaking, I had my plans like set out, you know, and like I always say, I always start my year in December, you know, just to take the pressure off 1st of January. So I always start my year like the first week of December. I put a lot of things in motion. It's the same thing for 2024. I've already started my 2024, honestly speaking. Two things already ticked off. Yes, I don't have the patience, deal with it. But you know, like, it just gives me the easiness to step into the new year and know, okay, this is what is working. I think that is one of the things that I have done in the past that has really worked out very, very well for me. So focus, first reflection on this year. That's where we'll start from. So this year I had, some financial goals, very, very ambitious, because the big dream or the biggest goal that I hoped for this year was to move into our family home, which sadly, haven't been able to do for a couple of reasons. And yes, I think it's taken me a lot of time. On the 23rd, so I actually forgot to turn off the reminder. So I woke up on the 23rd and my reminder went off that I was supposed to be shifting. Oh, Lord, cry me a river. I know. I felt so low. You know, my kids were still sleeping. So I just woke up. I just started praying. You know, played some gospel music. I put my headsets on and just blasted that music. And I just wanted to be grateful, like, Lord, I didn't get it this year. And I've been wanting this, like, for the last, I don't know, guys, maybe, like, even just 5 years. I don't know. Like, you know, I was just confiding in a friend of mine, like, you know, when I'm praying about this thing, it's like at some point, it's like where I'm in a confrontation with God. Like, I don't know what you're trying to do with this. But I feel like I've really tried for this goal from every angle, like every angle. I've stepped aside, I've stepped right in the center, I've stepped to the west, the south, the north. You know, I've tiptoed around it. I've gone around the walls of Jericho. And ash. Like right now, guys, I'm not going to lie. Like, I want to get the pity party out of the way. So you're going to have to listen to this before I get to the exciting news. So that didn't happen for me. And really, every time that I hear my kids, like when they take the bath and like we're getting ready to go somewhere and this one is screaming, it's my turn. I need to dress up. Get out of the bedroom. What? It's a lot. So if any of you out there like are putting me on a prayer list, guys, that's for me and my kids. Like, we need bigger space. I don't know how long I've been praying about that. Right now, it's beginning to feel a little bit like when I was praying for my mom to be healed. But let's keep the faith. Let's keep the faith. Hopefully, it happens when it happens. So, yes, that didn't happen for me. But I feel like I pretty much nailed most of my targets. In terms of my savings, I think I did okay. Yeah, I did okay. I could have done better, but you know, life happens. I tried to stay out of debt this year. Like on that one, guys, like I'm like at 110%. Like I really tried to get out of date. I stayed away from date. If I got date, it was like good date that I know, like I'm gonna pay off one, two, three. It's not date that is gonna keep me at work at night. So that for me was kudos. In terms of skills development, so what I really wanted to do is get back to tailoring because I don't think that last year I touched my machine. Eh? No. In fact, I don't think I had a machine last year. Yeah, my machine got spoiled. So my kids, like, did one or two things. And the thing was just not doing the doing things. So I packed it. Not that it's spoiled. It's not spoiled. It's just I can't use it in its state. So I need to do a few things here and there before I can actually start using it. But this year I actually got myself a new advanced electric sewing machine. But my point is, this year I go back to tailoring. So I go back to tailoring. When I said I was getting back to tailoring, I actually had no plans like of getting a machine. It wasn't in my plans. It was just like, okay, I'm gonna try to fix it and then see where that goes. But the whole essence was I just wanted to see if I could earn income from the skill because I've been learning for quite some time. I think maybe since 2018. That's the first time that I actually did, no, 20, 2017, actually, 2017. 2017 towards the end of the year. That's when I did the course and I have been, working towards improving my skill here and there. And this year I just said, I want to see, even if it is just like 50 kwacha, if I can generate income from that. And I was amazed and blessed beyond what I was even expecting. A friend of mine hooked me up with a contract. I was almost calling it a tender, you guys, with a contract to sew gowns. I've never made gowns. That was like my first time, like doing gowns. Like you, for those who know me, I normally do like dresses. I haven't tops, and on the feminine side, so I haven't yet tried out. I think I've done a short before. Didn't come out perfectly, but I did wear it for a Christmas. What? And I think I can, obviously my skill would improve. It wouldn't come back. It wouldn't come out as surely as it did the first time around. So this year I managed to do that. It was a lot of work. Like I underestimated, first of all, the amount of material that I'd be dealing with. Okay, it was like a lot. I consulted with some tailors, like, okay, if I'm making this, how much material do I need? But when people are talking about figures, like, oh, okay, I think I was getting like 8 meters or 10 meters for each gown. And in my head, because 10 is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, I was kind of thinking it can't be that much until I actually bought the material and I was cutting and trying to bin this and bin that. And for a person like I like to do things in an organized manner. So I put my to-do list. Okay, so between this and this, I'm going to be cutting. Between here and there, I'm joining this side of the gowns. It was really just a lot, but also it was a lot of fun. I really felt fulfilled when that money came in. Like, it's the money that I actually used to clear my balance at school. So I graduated from my quality assurance course, I think June or somewhere there. So that was the money that actually cleared my school fees. And when I tell you, I've been in a bind financially this year, like n not broke to the point where you have nowhere to fall, but broke in a more disciplined way. Like, okay, I need to put things in order, because things are not as bounty as I hoped that they would. So I need to like trim down here, trim down there, kind of bind. I don't want to seem ungrateful, but like it really came through for me. It really did. It came through for me, and I was so grateful. Would I do it again? Probably. Would I charge differently? Definitely, because that's a lot of work. But yes, that I managed to do, and I think I actually sewed a dress a couple of months ago. A beautiful, beautiful green dress, a circle dress. I love that dress. I have a couple of materials that I've bought. If you're new to tailoring, listen, shopping for materials and actually using that material, they're like two different things, guys, like two worlds apart. So I have so much material. There are times when it's like it's therapeutic for me to just go to, the market and look for something like a print that will look good on a particular design. That I think that for me, I really enjoy. Another thing that I really wanted to do this year was to do family devotion. So we read through Proverbs. Ha! The conversations that were coming from there. I was telling my friends one morning. I was helping the kids get ready. I think was it for bed or for school, and I was talking to my eldest, and she was like, "Can I ask you a question? Are you and Daddy wise? Do you think that you are wise?" Like that just blew me out because I didn't even know, like, okay, from what angle is this child talking about, asking me this question? Like, I know, like, in the past weeks we've been talking about, wisdom this, and if you've read through Proverbs, let me not assume that all of you have read Proverbs. If you've read through Proverbs, even just a verse or two, a couple of, chapters, it's a lot. It's heavy on the wisdom. Do this, don't do that. Don't be foolish. A wise person does this. I feel like it was a good experience because we read and explain, and I ask the kids, so like from what we've read today, how do you think that applies to, to your behavior at home, to your schoolwork, to your responsibility as a child in this home? Like, what do you think about what we've read? So it was a very good experience. Unfortunately, I got really, really busy, so we didn't manage to finish the whole lot of Proverbs. But it's something that I could tell that, really improved the way that we relate as a family. And if there's something really that I would like for it to become our family tradition, is that it became an easier conversation opener. It was easy to talk, even just about different things. I remember when we were talking about jealous, and envy, and a lot of things came to the surface, that even just as a mother, I couldn't tell that, oh, okay, that's what this person is thinking, or maybe, when I do this, it makes the other person feel like this. It was quite an eye opener for me. I really enjoyed the conversations, and I would tell, even like the time that I really got busy, the kids would be like, are we going to do devotion? Should I bring the Bible? And even when we tried to recap, it was like people kind of, if they don't remember, but then you mention a few things, and then everybody is like, oh, yes, I have something to say. So it was a good experience. What I was hoping for is that this year would actually do Proverbs in its entirety, and then next year we try and pick on like Ephesians or Romans, or one of those, teachy books. But yes, that definitely I'm carrying over to 2024. I would really like to see how that goes. Japanese. So I have a sentence. I had a sentence in my mind for you guys that I wanted to brag about, but I'll just say ashiteru. Ashiteru, ashiteru means I love you. Thank you very much for being consistent, listening to my podcast. So that's for you, Ashteru. I was living in Japan, and I actually did 100 days of Japan. I really enjoy the fact that I was learning something without the pressure of the exam. I'm not gonna lie, you guys. Like, where I just sit and I'm just learning out of interest. And this is something that I think in this year I've really cultivated, where I am just inquisitive about something. Not looking for a course that has an exam at the end of it. Like, no. It's just, oh, okay, there's this thing. What about it? But also, I had been so invested in learning Japanese that there's I have done extensive research. I feel like I know so much about their culture even before I make the trip there. Like what to do, what not to do, what to expect, what their lifestyle is like. Like there's so much content on YouTube, on Pinterest, regarding Japanese lifestyle. So I would literally indulge. Sometimes I'll just sit, I don't want to listen to anything uplifting. I don't want to listen to, this personal development, what. I just want something entertaining. I'll go to that. There are people that I follow, like there are content creators from Japan that I follow, and they'll talk about Tokyo, they'll talk about all these, places that, are touristic towns, what to expect. There are people that from other countries that have traveled to Japan, and they'll tell you if this is your budget, this is what you can do. When I do manage to actually go to Japan, my plan is to be there for 2 weeks. But so far, from what I've seen, is that I'll probably need like a month to just schedule the travel, because I think it will take me like maybe 3, at most 3 days. Connecting here and there and there and there and there, to just travel to Japan and then back. But also, what I'm hoping is maybe I can actually have some layovers. So again, it's content creators telling you, it's not a bad thing if you're on a long route. Just make sure you have like a layover that's like during the day and you can enjoy, like for a few hours, like just seeing the scenery of whatever location where you have the layover from. That will be like kind of cute and all that. But yes, I've been learning Japanese in the last few months. I've been so busy with work. The priorities, guys, the priorities are just they're bumping into each other, and at some point I just felt like, okay, I need to put my foot down. There's some things that are gonna fall off that are not very important right now because of what is happening, and unfortunately learning Japanese was one of the things. But I'm trying to see, so instead of doing Japanese every day, for 2024 I want to schedule it specifically. Like if I have an hour in the week, or it's maybe 2 hours in the week where I get to do Japanese, I just learn Japanese. I would really, really want to do that. So again, that's kudos for me. Like I said, I completed my postgraduate quality assurance course in June. Very exciting times. My transcript, I just recently got my certificate and transcript, like I think maybe like a week ago. It's looking very good, guys. Like it's looking very good. I like it. In terms of yoga, I think I actually did I must have done an episode on my 100 days of yoga. Initially, I just wanted to do like 30 days. Like yoga is a practice, so it's unrealistic to aim for perfection. There's no destination. I think most of the yoga teachers that I followed have really stated this. There's no destination. You're not heading anywhere in specific like terms where you say, okay, I'm trying to reach here. It's just an issue of practicing and getting better at things. Initially when I started out, I just wanted to do these cool poses. Like I wanted to be able to do, the wheel cart. I wanted to be able to do, all these fancy, complicated poses. And I feel like especially going through the 100 days of yoga really, really helped me shift my perspective. Like, okay, it's not an issue of at the end of these 100 days I should be able to do a split. And no, I still can't do a split, guys. Like, no, I'm not yet there. But just going through, and the way that it was with just to focus on a word. The one thing that I still practice to date from that 100-day journey is any time that I feel overwhelmed, any time that I feel hopeless, I simply whisper to myself, I'm strong. So we'll do that every time with Adrian. Like when you're coming up, when you're pushing yourself up into a plank position, that's what you whisper to yourself. I'm strong. Because as you go through the journey, there are going to be days when your body feels exhausted, when it feels like your arms can't push you up, when it feels like your arms can't carry you, when it feels like your body, can't move in a certain direction. And even if you have to be, you have to be patient with yourself, you have to be gracious with yourself, you still have to cheer yourself on and just remind yourself that you're strong. That's what you need. So every time, and it actually just happens naturally, I think, these days. I don't even think about it like, oh, let's say I'm strong. I just whisper it. It's like a shallow breath. I'm strong. And I really, really did enjoy that. So for me, I think in terms of yoga, I really enjoyed doing that. For 2024, I have different plans in terms of my exercise regime, but this year really was a whole lot of yoga. I also tried out 30 days of Pilates, which was fun, and I feel like Pilates is intense, guys. Like I don't know, maybe because I do more of the slow beginner intermediate kind of yoga, but with Pilates, I think even what they'll tell you is like beginner friendly. We'll literally give you a run for your money. So yeah, in terms of jogging, I think I haven't done a lot of that this year. When I really feel overwhelmed, there's just jogging is a different experience. Well, okay, whether jogging or walking, it's just a whole different experience, as so different from yoga. I know, like, obviously the outcome is like the same. You feel energized, you feel happy, there's, is it serotonin or oxytocin? What, there's a hormone that exercises release, and message. And yeah, so in terms of walking and jogging, I didn't do so much of that. In terms of reading, I've read a lot of books. I think there's only two books that I haven't yet read. I haven't finished. I think they're like halfway read. But I feel like moving forward in terms of reading books, I would really like to read a book repetitively. Not like read a book once and then just pack it away. No, I would like to read a book repetitively where I read and I revisit it and I, just indulge so that I actually get to interact with the information there. Like a book such as, The Psychology of Money, like there's just so much wisdom from there. Even now when I sit back and I think about it, I'm like, oh, okay. This is so good. This is so important, or something like that. But yeah, I also listen to a whole lot of audiobooks. Audiobooks are like, they're my fave because I can be seated, I'm working, I'm listening to something. Sometimes maybe I'm just lying down in bed and I listen to something. I'm jogging. I can still do that. Yeah, I don't feel overwhelmed with audiobooks. They're my favorite thing to fall back on. I've been consistent with my podcasts. So I have released, this is going to be like the 12th podcast, and that is what I aimed for. So I release a new episode every last Friday of the month. I think I've been consistent. There are times when I've forgotten to schedule it or life has happened, but maybe that's like once or twice. I've really, really been consistent, and I'm hoping that I can continue to build on this in the months to come for 2024, but also just going forward. I invested some time. I attended the Living Free conference. It was an amazing, amazing experience for me. This is a conference at home, sorry, not at home, at church, where the women just come together and we just let our guard down and just let God, speak and move. So yeah, crossing over to 2024, definitely, one of the things that I want to do is I want to improve my yoga practice, or just my exercise actually. So I'm not going to be doing a lot of yoga, I think actually. 2024 is the yoga is the year of Pilates. So I want to try out a lot of Pilates because this year I have tried out a lot of yoga, and I want to see what will happen if I invest a lot of time in doing Pilates, whether I'm going to get those abs. Yes, it's back to the abs, but you know the waist be looking snatched good enough. My annual marathon. So this year I did, I think, two marathons. The Absa one, and then there was the KK one. I really wanted to participate in the final stretch of December with the running group in Lusaka, but unfortunately, because I was out for work, I couldn't do that. And I'm hoping that next year is something that I can be more prepared for. But otherwise, my 10K marathon, that one is good to go. I'm gonna be doing that. I want to attend the Equip Conference at church, where they, you know, equip leaders with just information and skills and all these goodies. I've been meaning to attend this conference, I think, for the last 3 years, but I always put it off. So this time I decided I'm gonna schedule it. I'm waiting for the dates. I don't know when the dates are. I'll need to check the church website, but I want to schedule that. I want to schedule my activities around it and make sure that I'm available for it. We didn't do any family vacation this year because, like I said, I wanted to really move into bigger space. That didn't happen. Touche. But next year, definitely, I have some travel plans. Fingers crossed, I want to travel alone somewhere with a friend or my sister, but also just with the kids, because I feel like I made the sacrifice and it didn't pay out. So I promised them next year, definitely we're going to do something together as a family. We're so happy and we have so much fun when we just travel and we relax. You guys, so apparently, I don't know, 3, 4 years ago, maybe even 5 years ago, I started writing a book. I started writing a book. There's one that actually has skeleton chapters. It looks like, you know, I put all the chapters in place. And then I was actually surprised when I was going through my laptop folders, and I found that there's actually a second book. So I have two pending books. I'm hoping that I can just write at least just two chapters of the first book, see how that goes. I used to enjoy writing. I don't know what happened, but I really used to enjoy writing. But yes, so that's also up. There's another thing that I really want to try out for my exercise regime. It's called Qigong. So Qigong, if you've watched these Tai Chi, martial arts movies, I feel like it's an elevated regime of that. Tai Chi and martial arts and what, you know, but elevated. So I want to try that out and see what it's like, because so far the research that I've done shows that it has a lot of health benefits. And you know me and health these days, I take my health very seriously. So I want to try that out and just see how it goes. It's scheduled for January. I don't even know what I was thinking putting this in January, but yeah. So there's that. I really want to continue with my Saturday walking, and jogging. I feel like that really just gives me time to unwind and reflect and just enjoy being in nature, even if the house is all around. But it just feels nice to have that fresh air, you know, slap your face every time that you are running, especially if you're running like in the opposite direction of where it's blowing. Other than that, I really want to invest some time, you know, to learn more about quality assurance. I want this to be my area of specialty. I feel like there's just so much to learn from there and so much that I can give as a professional from the quality assurance aspects, or is it knowledge based? So I'm gonna be putting in a lot of time in that. Other than that, I have two other conferences to attend, which is the Activate Conference and the Living Free. Living Free is my annual conference, so definitely that one will always find itself on my to-do list. I need to sew 12 Ankara outfits, and right now I should have at least had patterns for three of them that I've been relaxing. I don't want to say I've been lazing about. I've been relaxing. Life has been happening in 3D. Literally, when I say adulting is happening in 3D, you guys, it's happening in 3Ds. I can't even begin to explain. Maybe another time when I feel, more settled. I need to learn how to put a zipper on a garment. So it doesn't come out perfectly. So every time that I do a garment, I always need to take it to the nearby tailor shop, with these guys like within the community where they need to go and fit the invisible zips for me. So one of the things that I have tasked myself is I need to learn how to insert a zipper on a garment perfectly because that's a finishing touch and I will not manage all the time taking to other people. They even expect me like, oh my, you brought for us more garments to put zips for you. So next year they are going to be losing my business. I want to learn how to put a zipper. I want to be active on my LinkedIn page. I want to be active on my LinkedIn page. So I have a number of posts that I need to schedule. I need to complete 52 Japanese lessons. So at least once a week, I need to do a Japanese lesson is where I'm at. I think I actually mentioned this earlier on, so that I don't miss, I don't lag behind, obviously at this point, I have a lot of things that are like fighting for my time. So I'm gonna have to be smart about the way that I schedule. Some of these other things. Other than that, really, it's just focus on family. I have specific things that I want to do for the girls, help the girls with. I have specific things that I want to help my son with. I'm not gonna lie, you guys, raising a son, because I've never been a boy, so sometimes it just kind of feels like, am I even doing the right thing? Like, am I getting through to this boy? I think one of the episodes that I have scheduled is regarding parenting. I think I will talk to length at length about this. Sometimes it's like, am I getting through to him? Like, is this how boys are supposed to be? Or is this something that I'm doing wrong? But yeah, I have a couple of things that I want to do for each one of them. I think on my reading list there's a book specifically that says, what boys, desire from their moms. And there's a series, something, somebody, anyway, I'll have to check my books. What girls want from their parents, what your wife wants from a husband, what a husband wants from a wife, what a what. But yeah, I need to read on that. I need to read a book, I think, on raising boys. I read one that was so wonderful. I think I actually did a book review. I must go back to that book and just see, what are some of the lessons that, I can try to reinforce. But other than that, that's where I'm at this year. I'm so grateful. I want to say a very special thanks to an avid listener of my podcast, Kambamba. You're such a darling. You always give me feedback. You're always the first one to listen when I post the link. Darling, I don't take you for granted. If I'm not doing this for myself, know that you are my motivation for always getting behind the speaker and saying one or two things to make sure that there's an episode for you to listen to. I really do appreciate your consistency. Thank you for everybody who's taken time to listen, to everybody who's taken time to give me feedback. Also, to the two guests that featured on two different episodes, Ngosa and Nambela, I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for supporting me. And thank you for everybody, really, even Monitoring Spirit. So I just learned there are people who listen to my podcast but pretend that they don't listen to the podcast, but they discuss me and what I say in the podcast. Darlings, feel free, listen and discuss as you would. There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. I still love you. I respect you. I honor you. And until the next episode of 2024, for now, it's Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Stay blessed and keep shining.